The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
On this week's show, Ronald Ross is on his way back for King Youssi.
We thought that Ronald would be back this Saturday, but it looks like it may be the following Saturday, which just coincides with the first round of McTavish Cup for us.
Ballymore Cup win at the weekend for Skye, but now they turn their attentions to life in North Division 1.
Really, just to get a spell of games, solid spell of games, is what we'd be hoping for at the moment, and if we can get some results out of it, all the better.
And we'll preview all the weekend's Shinty action. Welcome to another edition of the MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Auld, and in the studio alongside me, Scotland manager Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
And good afternoon to all listeners.
Drew, you were spectating at a different sport last week. It was darts for you.
Yeah, I was through in Aberdeen. It was absolutely brilliant. I'd recommend it to anybody.
Throwing the 180 signs in the air, were you?
Absolutely.
Chanting on Big Phil.
Definitely. Supporting Gary Anderson, who was superb on the night, thankfully.
Yeah. Well, let's turn our attentions back to Shinty. We'd love to talk about darts all day. Shinty, and what a fantastic weekend it was. Obviously, the guys at the Cameron Act fixture room did their very best in putting together a kind of a great card of Shinty, and there's a one to come this weekend as well. We'll firstly touch on Kyle's Athletic going to Fort William in the Premier Division and staying top. 5 wins from 5, and like we said last week, you know, even if they lost at Fort William, they still would have been top, but they've created a little bit of a gap for themselves now, some breathing space, you would say.
Yeah, we felt last week they might just sneak the win and get the 4 points clear, but Kyles have won both their away games 3-2, and each time they've got ahead and then let it slip a little bit. They'll be just getting a little bit too lax when they're getting ahead.
And James Perlick said last week it was one game at a time mentality. Then, you know, that, is that important that they take that attitude?
Yeah, it's easy. It's hard. It's easy for managers to say these things. It's not so easy to get the players to believe it. You know, Kyles will be thinking they're on a roll just now.
For William as well, losing at home, it's not been the best of starts for them this year. And that was a game where they could have done with winning, you know, against a team, you know, who will be contenders with them for the title this year.
They had to win that game because now they've got to go to Kyles. You know, they could draw the Kyles and the Macaulay or the Scottish now. Kyles are, they've played down a good chip now, saying we can beat us at home. Fort William seem a bit confused. Every time I see the team, there's players in different positions and things, so it seems like there's a bit of work to be done there.
Two games where we did predict some crazy scorelines as well. Oban Camanachd against Inverary. Inverary beating Oban away from home, and you know, we did bill this one as a kind of a real cracker of a game, and it turned out to be just that.
Yeah, Russell McKinley back playing again. Russell doesn't like, well, I don't know if he likes to travel too far. He certainly doesn't travel very far, and Oban's nice and handy for him, so Oban would be expecting Russell, and Russell is a good player up front for them.
Glenurquhart 5-1 winners over Kamali. The two met in the cup, the McTavish Cup, a few weeks ago, so, you know, revenge on the card for Glenurquhart, and that was a fantastic win at home, and a few goals too in the bargain as well.
Yeah, it was at that game, cracking game. Weather was fantastic, but Kamali turned up without John Stewart and Fraser Massey, and they're two, you know, nailed on picks in their forward line, so they were a wee bit short of firepower, so they won't be too disappointed with that result. They know they were short that day, so they'll be expected to bounce back this week.
The only side who haven't picked up any points this season so far are Glenorchy. They lost 6-0 away to Lovett, and we're joined on the line now by club president John McPherson. John, first of all, a disappointing result for you at the weekend there.
Aye, very aye. We were nine players short at the weekend. We've had two bad injuries before the season started, and one bad injury, two bad injuries last Saturday against Kilmarley, and it's mounting up, and these young boys are over. It's a bit of a struggle.
Obviously, it's been a far from ideal start to life back in the Premier Division for you, but you know, how important is it to, you know, keep the morale in the dressing room up?
Very, very difficult for the young boys, especially because after last year we were winning every game more than comfortably, and this year it's complete opposite, which is quite difficult for the young boys to take, a lot of it. But it's a large learning, and you know, learning curve, and And you know, even if we do get relegated this year, I think they'll have learned an awful lot, whether they're wanting to be Shinty players for that standard or not.
Yeah, like you say, I mean, it's kind of, you know, building for the future as well. This side come up as the South Division 1 champions as well. So maybe, you know, it could take a few seasons for you guys just to, you know, to find their feet.
It is, you know, the biggest trouble is that we've had, you know, key injuries. You know, to lose our probably the best fullback in the south of Scotland, Alan McKechnie, to lose him at the beginning of the season, to start with the whole gate season, is a huge, huge upset to the team, which meant that we've dragged one of our better players from the middle of the park back into defence, and of course it spoils the whole heart of the team then, you know.
Hi, John. Drew McNeil here.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I didn't realise you'd lost Alan this season. I mean,
Alan done his ankle ligaments on the 2 weeks before the season started.
Yeah, you can't replace him, can you? There's nothing.
No, he's such a key player to Glenorchy, really.
Yeah, and
it's a phenomenal. And so what we've had to do is pull Alec McPherson, my boy, back to fullback, and he was the key player in the centre of the field for us, you know. So you know, and every team needs a spine.
Yeah, and losing Alan, obviously, you know, as you say, he's a fantastic player. Then replace him with your boy going to full-back, that's not handy, because...
No, and plus, even the team morale's not the same when Alan's not there, because Alan holds, you know, you've seen him play, you know, you've played against him many times. You know what kind of player he is. He's wholehearted, and he encourages the young boys, and you can't beat that, like... No, experience in the Premier League is a huge thing.
Foxy, was he in goals on Saturday?
No, it's Foxy's the youngest boy that's in goals.
I seen John Smith and I thought, oh hell.
No. Andrew Smith, he's a young boy we've played in the second team for two seasons in goals, and he's had a baptism of fire. To be honest, he's actually getting he's actually coming on very, very well now.
He won't have much choice at the moment, will he?
No, well, he's getting very busy, that's the trouble. It's unfortunate for him, but I mean, as I say, his back's not too bad yet, anyway.
And where's Fergus? Is he not playing just now?
Fergus.
McFarlane?
No, he lives away up north.
Well, right, see, I didn't realise you didn't have him now, so, I mean, he's another...
No, none of the half of the team is left, really.
Aye.
You know, the old team, it's...
So you've lost...
It's all our sons that are trying to play now.
So you've lost all the boys with the Premier Division experience then?
Virtually, aye. Virtually. Well, I mean, there's a big lot of them were Premier... Well, if you can call it experience, when they were 19, 20 and 21, most of them,
yeah.
2 years ago. And we got a fair education then, you know.
And North Division 1, you know, you came out of that league very easily. You didn't lose a game last season, did you? So.
No, South Division 1, it was actually... the first two or three games we played at the Premier League level, and we absolutely walked teams into the ground, you know. And then, unfortunately, for our young boys, they took their foot off the gas and sometimes made games actually quite difficult for themselves, just because it was so... The level, the standard is so different, like...
Even the teams in North Division 1, when they get promoted, they struggle themselves too, you know. It's a big...
Well, it's quite obvious here. Lovett, Glenorchy, Kilmally, you know. If we had a full team, we'd be playing... We're five short from two seasons ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be five players down with Premier League experience, it's so difficult to bring young boys into the Premier League.
And John, looking ahead to this weekend, Oban Camanachd for you,
yep.
You'll have to, you know, pick yourself up and go again.
Oh, definitely. And you know, our boys, look at this Oban Camanachd. Most of them went to school with these boys, and we've played them at under 14 level, up, you know, under 9s, under 12s, under 14s, under 17s. And you know, our boys are really looking forward to this, Saturday, because, you know, hopefully, we're five players back this Saturday, which helps, which makes an awful difference to the team. And we're still missing Finlay Ross, who was a player of the season last season. He's back in 2 weeks' time now against Camanachd. We'll play Camanachd again in the Celtic Cup. No, our boys are looking forward to it, there's no doubt in that.
Excellent stuff, John. Thanks for joining us on the MFR Shinty Show, and best of luck on Saturday.
No, thank you very much.
For the season ahead.
Thank you very much.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR2.
Glenorchy President John McPherson on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, a very frustrated John McPherson as well. He's obviously, you know, got his work cut out. Injuries as well are not making life easy for him up there.
He sounds a little bit disheartened. It's a long way up to, you know, Kiltarlity to try and get a win, and they travelled with a very weak team, John was saying, and, you know, a poor result for them because Lovett were a little bit weak as well.
They're losing a lot of goals. How important, you know, is it? I said to, you know, asked John about the morale and the team as well. You know, losing, you know, 6-7 goals a week, it can't be good for the spirits of the guys as well. And like he said, he's missing a few, you know, big experienced players that are able to go out on the park and pick up the younger guys.
No, he's lost nearly all the senior players that he had 3 years ago in the Premier Division. So it's very difficult for these young lads, and probably getting a little bit on top of them. They just need a break. Mm-hmm. I mean, the GMA were in the same position last year at this time, and nobody expected them to get two wins, but they got two wins, so there's nothing stopping Glenorchy pulling out a couple of wins somewhere.
And he's quite happy, well, he's not quite happy to be relegated, but you know, he feels that this side might take a few years to kind of get together and you know, find their feet, as it were, but you know, it's not too good to see them going up and down between the divisions.
It's difficult because they're going to go back down, and there'll be GMA or Bute still in that division, so he might not bounce back as quick as he may expect to.
Mm. How difficult, how much of a gap then is there between South Division 1 and Premier Division? Like you touched on there, Glasgow Middlegyle come up and went back down. Glenorchy went down 2 years ago and they're back now. So, you know, how much is the gulf in class between the Premier and the Division 1?
It seems that the players in the Premier Division are much more better physical specimens and much fitter, I think, to be honest, and better skill levels are a whole lot quicker, a lot faster. All the players will always say it's so much faster than the lower levels. That's the biggest problem.
And in the lower levels as well, it is pretty cutthroat. You know, anyone can beat anyone. So, you know, like you said, if they do go down this year, they might find it difficult to come straight back up because, you know, it's anyone can beat anyone in that, you know, North South Division 1 or North Division 1 for that matter as well.
Yeah, some of those teams in Division 1, South Division 1 are improving as well. You know, that's the thing, that, I mean, there's some emerging teams there that will come through. Tenault, for example, I think are an emerging team.
Mm-hmm. One other game we never touched on in the Premier Division at the weekend was, of course, the big derby, the Bathnog derby. Needham Moor 2, King Usey 2. King Usey scoring 6 minutes towards the end. Craig Dawson with the second of the game. Was that a bit of a surprise result, given the fact that you know, King Usey haven't started the season in the traditional fashion? They've dropped points along the way. But a great result for them in the derby away from home.
That'll be a big boost for the Canusi young lads. They actually played very well. I've obviously seen some of it. I think they were worth a draw. Yeah, draw's probably about right. They played really well.
And so early on in the season, obviously Needham Moor will not want to give Kyles the biggest of advantages. Canusi, in fact, are second after five games. Needham Moor still have a game in hand to play. They're 5 points behind Kyles, but they want to quickly claw that back, and it's not the kind of, you know, margin of points that they'd like to give them at this stage.
Norm McArthur must be scratching his head wondering where his defence is this year. It just disappeared on him so far. I expect him to get back on track pretty soon defensively. You know, they can't afford to let the gap get any bigger.
And of course those two will play each other this weekend. We'll touch on that in a moment. But first of all, more good news for King Usey, because Ronald Ross is on the comeback trail. And earlier today I caught up with their manager, Stevie Borthwick.
You know, we've got a young squad and they kind of proved themselves in the end on Saturday.
Yeah.
A few of the youngsters maybe come of age on Saturday.
Yeah, that was a great game to test your younger players in that game as well, especially, you know, a lot of hype surrounding the game as well. Needham Moor as the defending champion, so a real good test for the young lads.
Well, undoubtedly, Needham Moor are a very strong team at the moment. It was a bit daunting for the youngsters, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, they showed that very well. All the youngsters we've got are very fit at the moment, and Louis Monroe and Lee Bain in particular are showing fantastic form at the moment. That's something we're very pleased with.
It's quite a mixed start for you, Stevie. You know, obviously that painful defeat to Oban a few weeks ago as well, but is that something you're maybe expecting with the kind of younger crop of players?
Yeah, undoubtedly. It's really for bringing a bit of consistency for these guys. They're going to have their off days, and obviously their good days. And it doesn't, of course, it doesn't help with the top player and Shinty being out for us at the moment too, and that's a quite a hard loss to combat with a group of young lads.
I think the question on everyone's lips is just when Ronald will return to action. Are you any closer to knowing when he will be back on the field once more?
Yeah, well, we thought that Ronald would be back this Saturday, but it looks like it may be the following Saturday, which just coincides with the first round of McTavish Cup for us.
That's so
we're expecting him back, and that's on the DL, so it's a long-awaited return for him, but I'm sure Ronald's going to come back fully fit, knowing Ronald.
And he'll give you a tremendous lift as well when he comes back to action as well.
Well, undoubtedly, Ronald coming back is a massive boost for us. And in a way, him being out of action for the last sort of 2 months has kind of spurred on our youngsters to more or less realise that they've got to do raise their game and get on with the game and, you know, raise their game to the level that we can compete against other teams. And without Ronald Ross in our ranks in the past, we've struggled to do that. But we're showing signs that we can raise our game without Ronald in our team. But at the moment, for us, we're not putting the ball on the net as consistently as we once done. And obviously, with Ronald came back, that should change. We're certainly keeping our fingers crossed that he hasn't lost any of his goal-scoring knack. And he certainly... Ronald coming back fast is going to be a massive boost and a welcome return.
And the man himself, is he rooting to go get back into action? I suppose he'll be itching to get going.
Yeah, definitely. It's a long time out for Ronald, and I don't think he's had such a long layoff as this, so undoubtedly he's just itching to get back into the fray.
But like you say, Stevie, you know, the youngsters have another chance to stake their claim this week in another big game for you away to Fort William.
Yes, and of course Fort William getting beat last week, on the back of that, they'll be hoping they can raise their game again. And certainly Fort William and Newtmore, they're real, real tough teams to play against, and especially for a younger team. And Kyles have got quite a young team themselves. Proved that, you know, Fort William are beatable. So we'll hopefully be going along the same lines.
And this season, of course, as well, Kyles, as you mentioned, they're top of the table early on. We spoke to James Perlick on the show last week as well, and he said he was just taking it, you know, one game at a time, but they are up there, and they'll be another team to contend with for the title this year.
Undoubtedly, Kyles, I earmarked them as potential league winners last year, and certainly this year it looks like they're fulfilling their potential. They're a real, real strong team, real hard team to play against.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR2.
Can you see boss Steve Borthwick on the MFR Shinty Show? And Drew, a good result for them. We touched on that earlier in the show, away to Newton Moore in the derby at the weekend, but even better news, Ronald Ross is on his way back.
Yeah, they've been waiting for a while, and it's like Stevie said, you know, they're not getting the consistent amount of goals they've been scoring before, and when Ronald comes back they'll expect to up that. But Stevie forgot to mention it, Ryan Borthwick was absolutely fantastic on Saturday, possibly the best player in the park. I think it must be a family connection there.
Of course, with the Borthwick surname. But you know, Ronald has been out for a while, and obviously he'll be working his way back to full fitness. It will give the team a tremendous boost as well, but how difficult will it be for him to, you know, get back onto the field? Like Stevie said, this is his biggest injury layoff.
He'll come back and score a hat-trick.
Really?
Yeah.
Confident?
At least.
Well, that's, well, knowing Ronald, then you're probably right.
Regardless of the opposition.
There we are. Bold statement from Drew McNeil there. Hat-trick for Ronald Ross. Hopefully he'll play against Kinloch Shiel in the McTavish Cup next weekend as the holders Kingussie look to defend their trophy. But first up for Kingussie, and another big weekend of Shinty, it has to be said, and a cracking Premier Division card away to Fort William. So you know, I touched on it there with Stevie. His younger players will know now that Ronald is on the way back, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ronald makes an appearance on Saturday.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if Ronald appeared at some point. I actually think that the Canusie forwards played in a similar manner to Kyle's forwards, and Williams struggled to hold the Kyle's forwards. So, you know, Canusie go there. I mean, they're getting a good result of the A1, then going to Fort William. I think they'll be fairly confident in doing something.
And plus with, as we say, that you know, massive boost as well with Ronald back in the team, that you know, after a few kind of sluggish results against Oban, against Lovett, that you know, things might be starting to, well, not that they weren't down already, but you know, things are looking good for them again.
If they take 2 points of William, they're back in the league.
They're back straight in, back in the race.
Yep.
And of course with Needham Moore against Kyle's, it's a chance for them to take advantage of that game as well. Needham Moore will be desperate to beat Kyle's, the early contenders. So, you know, it could be a very interesting weekend for, you know, Kyle's at the top, but also freaking UC, they could take advantage.
Yeah, I think Danny McRae's been very quiet the last 2 weeks, so he's bound to catch fire again at some point. Newton Moore forward line, I think, will trouble Kyle's defence, so that'll be an interesting game, that one.
And is this, I know we keep saying this every week, but first of all with Inverary, then Fort William, but is this the real kind of first test for this Kyle's Athletic side?
Yeah, if they win this game, you know, they'll be thinking we could go all year without losing, possibly, in the league.
I'm sure that James Perlick will be delighted to hear that, because that'll put pressure on his team even more. But, yeah, best of luck for them at the weekend. And, of course, it should be a cracking weekend of Shinty in the Premier Division. Kamali take on Inverary elsewhere. And Lovett, Glenarcher, those are, again, potentially games with goals in them.
Yeah, Kamali at home against Inverary. Depends who travels with Inverary. Kamali, if they've got their full strength forward line, they really have to win this game. I think that, you know, if they're going to make any sort of mark in the Premier Division, it's the home games, they need to win that game against Inverary. Oban, I expect, to, you know, against Glenorchy, should be fairly easy for them. And of course, I love it. Glenorchy's a big local derby, apparently. So, love it. 6 goals last week, Glenorchy 5. Probably 0-0.
The curse. But, you know, Glenorchy, look, we touched on there with John McPherson, you know, we're just really waiting for them to pick up their first points. And, you know, perhaps it's, you know, a place that the least expect it, and the way to Oban might be a difficult game for them. But they'll go there with no real I know there's pressure on them to get their first points, but, you know, who knows?
John was alluding to the fact that, you know, they probably feel comfortable because they know these guys that they're playing against. So maybe that's a big boost for them, that they actually feel confident. They're probably beating them at other levels. So, you know, it's not a step into the unknown for them.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Let's turn our attentions now to the Ballymore Cup, and a very good weekend for some sides in the Ballymore Cup as well. Lochaber, and we spoke to them last week, and they won quite comprehensively, 8-0 away to Inverness. But Kinloch Shiel 7-1. So yeah, pretty straightforward for those two sides away from home.
Yeah, two strong teams, you know, they'll be vying to win that trophy this year. Of course, they were the two finalists last year, so they're, you know, good memories for them. They'll want to go away at the final, both of them.
Ballyhoolish won 3-1 at Glasgow Midargar. That one, you know, could go down as a little bit of a shock to South Division 1 teams, but Ballyhoolish had home advantage, and they made it count.
I was surprised that was one that did stick out for me. George will be wondering, George Hay at Glasgow Midargar, will be wondering where his defence is, because, you know, they've come down to the Premier Division. They used to defend in all season, and they're losing goals left, right and centre at the moment. George will be disappointed. He'll be wondering why they're losing so many goals.
Yep. And we spoke to Fraser Ingalls at Tainout last week, and unfortunately for them, they went down 2-0 to Lochcarron.
Yeah, but Fraser said he wanted to make it a tight game. You know, so Tynault are coming on because Lochcarron are a big, strong team.
The other two fixtures in the Ballymore Cup, one was called off. Caberfae versus Oban Celtic was postponed, and Strathglass versus Skye. Skye eventually got the better of Strathglass, getting revenge for their opening day defeat in North Division 1 with a 2-0 draw after normal time, but Skye winning 5-3 in penalty hits. And earlier today, I caught up with their boss, Noe McDonald.
Considering they beat us down there at the start of the season in our first game, so it was good to get our own back. It was a very tight game throughout, but very pleased to walk away with the win, which takes us into the next round.
Yeah, like you say, a very tight affair as well, and you must be, you know, pleased with the way your players dug in. I know it was into the penalties, but it's always kind of a nail-biting, tense end to a game, the win on penalty kicks, but you'll be just delighted to be in the next round.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as soon as it goes to penalty hits, it's a lottery, really. But we haven't had a great record of penalty hits in the last few years, so it was excellent to win for a change.
You'll play Bewley in the next round as well. Is that a tie that you look upon as a winnable tie, or is that quite a dangerous one for you?
Oh, I would say on our day, we'd give anyone in the Ballymore Cup a good game. So I would say all of them are winnable, but Bewley, as usual, will be a tough opponent. They've been doing not too bad as well this year, so it would be quite interesting to see how they get on against them. It's in Bewley as well, which I'll obviously go against us a wee bit. Would rather be at home, but can't do much about that one. But if we get a good few games in between now and then, it'll do us good, I would say.
And like you say, your game against Strathglass on the first day of the season, that's been your only league game this season. Has it just been a bit of, oh no, you played some cup games as well, but it's kind of been a kind of stop-start few months for you?
Yes, it was very strange. We had four friendlies in February, and then the first five games, we've only played two of them, one against Strathglass and the other against Newton Moore. So I think we were actually fitter at the start of the season than we were last Saturday, given the disruptions with the weather. So it would be good to get a good run of games in now and get going properly. Lochar will be a tough opponent, so as they always are. But we've had a few guys out with injuries in the last couple of weeks and months. We're slowly kind of getting them back, so hopefully they'll make a difference for us next weekend. So just looking forward to it really now.
Lochar are going quite well in the division as well, so it's going to be quite a difficult task for you this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've actually got quite a young team just now. Even last year we had a young team, but this year we've actually got a younger team. We lost a few players at the end of last season for various reasons. So we're not quite starting afresh again, but not far off it. So it'll be a tough task, to put it mildly, given Loch Abra's form at the moment.
And then when you look ahead to next week, like you say, that kind of spell of you know, league, Shinty, you've got Inverness at home as well, so you know, a result at Lochaber might set you up quite well for that one next weekend.
Oh, absolutely, it'll give everyone a big boost, which is what we really need, especially the younger guys. We've got to keep the heads up and whatnot, but really just to get a solid spell of games is what we'd be hoping for at the moment, and if we can get some results out of it, all the better.
Looking back to last year, obviously that fourth place finish as well, and I think it goes back to, you know, obviously this year you like to improve on that if you can, but I think it all goes back to, you know, getting a regular kind of group of games in the North Division 1 as well. And I mean, that would be your key target this year, was to finish fourth or better.
Well, I think we maybe don't have quite as strong a team just now as we did at the start of last season, so if we get up by the fourth place by the end of the season, I think we'll be doing quite well. Be very happy with that. We're probably at the moment really looking at a longer term, in the next few years rather than this year especially. As I say, we've got a few younger guys in, so just to bring them on and see how we get on.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
And that Ballymore Cup quarter-final draw looks a little bit more clear. Nolly McDonald Skye will travel to Bewley. Caberfae or Oban Celtic will face Kinloch Shiel. Bute will welcome Ballahoolish. And Lochcarron will travel to Lochaber. Drew, Nolly McDonald said there about North Division 1 for Skye. They've only played the one game. That was on the first day of the season because of the weather, because of cup competition. So it's a kind of welcome return to North Division 1 for them this weekend.
Bad result against our class, and then was it a week off or 2 weeks off, and then Newton Moore, they got a heavy defeat there. But getting back on track, winning at Cannock was good for them. But they also noticed they brought back Robbie McDougall. Robbie, you know, brings in a bit more strength and a bit more of a mature player. I mean, Skye are probably a bit light, so probably McDougall make a difference for them.
And it's just good to get a consistent run of games in the league as well, because that's their bread and butter at the end of the day, you know, and they have to really, you know, get a run of games, never mind a run of wins together.
Yeah, and, you know, Lochaber this week, it's a difficult game for them as well. Lochaber are flying at the moment. Mm-hmm. They're a very physical team, big, strong lads, scoring loads of goals, good defence, you know. But it is on Sky, I suppose, so there's a little bit of hope for them.
Kinloch Shield, the leaders early on in North Division 1, they travel to Lochcarron, and Bewley face Caberfae in the other two matches.
Yeah, Bewley and Cabers. Cabers have this habit of pulling out strange results from time to time. They've got some good little forwards, but, you know, Bewley, if Bewley want to win the league, they have to win all their home games. Doesn't matter who they're playing against. And then Lochcarron, Kinloch Shield, a bit of a local derby there. In the past, Lochcarron have had the odd win there, but I can't see Lochcarron troubling Kinloch Shield at the moment.
There's one match in the Camanachd Cup between North and South. Strathglass travel to Aberdour. In South Division 1 this weekend, early leaders Bute travel to Kyles Athletic. Ballyhoolish welcome Kilmory. Glasgow Middle Gael take on Tainault, and Lochside Rovers travel to Open Celtic. So, you know, looking at the league table early on, Bute have a game in hand over Lochside Rovers and Tainault. They lead on 6 points, so Bute will be looking to stamp their mark early on in the season, and they've been playing pretty well this season. 3 wins so far, and they'll be looking to make it to 4.
Yeah, 3 wins, 25 goals, none against. You know, you can see the direction they're going in, can't you? So, no, I think Bute will be gonna, they're well organised this year again. They're looking to go straight back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time now for Drew versus you. Drew, I can tell you, you didn't have a good weekend last weekend.
Did I not?
No. The only two results you got right were Lovett to beat Glenorchy, Kyles to beat... Three. You got three right. Lovett, Kyles and Inverary did you proud. Glenorchy ended in a home win. You had a draw. And King Usie... Newton Moore was a draw, you had a Newton Moore win, but you did beat your nearest challenger, Craig McDonald from Inverness. He only got one, and that was a Lovett to beat Glenorchy. So there you are.
I'd three still, from two, so as long as I'm there,
you are, you're still the winner. If you want to take on Drew McNeil, the Scotland manager in Drew versus you, all you have to do is correctly predict all 5 outcomes of the Premier Division ties. We'll get Drew's predictions in a second. Well, in fact, we'll go for it now. Drew, first of all, Fort William versus King Usie.
It's getting serious these days.
It's a competitive, you're competitive, you have to win.
I am. I'm actually having to think about this one. I actually think King Usie will win this, because I wouldn't be surprised if Ronald happened to come on sometime in the second half.
I think you know some inside information.
No.
Kamali versus Inverary. So I never got a score from you there, was it?
Oh, I think that'll be Fort William, King Usie, 3-1 to King Usie.
3-1 King Usie. Kamali versus Inverary.
Kamali really have to start winning these games, so I think it'll be 4-2 to Kamali.
Lovett, Glenorchy.
I've been a little bit coy with Glenorchy these days. Every time I predict something, they're nowhere close, so we'll give a Glenorchy a win there, 4-1.
Newton Moore, Kyles, and arguably game of the day.
Definitely a game of the day. Kyles have got a good record up there, but I just think Newton Moore have to beat Kyles. They just have to beat them. So 3-2 to Newton Moore.
And finally, Oban Camanachd versus Glenorchy.
Oban know they need to win all these games, so I think probably 4-1 to Oban.
4-1 Oban. Those predictions will be on the MFR website. That's where you can find the latest show at mfr.co.uk/Shinty. If you think you can beat Drew just for fun, then send in your 5 Premier Division predictions. And what's a cracking weekend for Shinty. I hope you enjoy it, wherever the Shinty takes you.